Good morning, listeners. This week, I will conclude the series, Living by Faith in Uncertain Times. What is faith, and why is it so important? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. And verse 6 says, But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Faith has been called the language of communication with God. We walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. The just shall live by faith. Romans 1 verse 17. There are different degrees of faith. I submit 3. No faith, little faith, great faith. I will deal with each in turn. No faith. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, Let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Jesus said, How is it that you have no faith? This is in Mark 4, verse 35 to 45. What are the characteristics of no faith? It is fear, lack of confidence, it is panic. All of these were displayed by the disciples. What's the antidote to no faith? Trust, absolute trust in God. The Word of God says, Psalm 125, verse 1, Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abides forever. So the antidote to no faith is to learn to trust God, to believe God, to take him at his word. Little faith. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food? And the body than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of much more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Matthew 6, 25 to 30. No faith. Little faith. Characteristics of little faith? Worry. This is a plague of humanity. Ever since we lost our relationship with God, our relationship of trust and confidence in him and sense of his presence, we worry. But Jesus asks a question, why do you worry? Your worry is fruitless. It is pointless. You cannot change anything. The uncertainty you're experiencing and the world is experiencing certainly calls for worry, but only for those who have little faith. So the characteristics of little faith: worry, concerns for the things of this life. What's the antidote? The antidote: laying up treasures in heaven. Yes, recognizing that the resources of this world is passing, that all that we possess is for this life only, and we should focus on things eternal. Lay up treasures in heaven. Kingdom focus, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that we worry about, will be added to us. Matthew 6, verse 33. Great faith. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented." And Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from the east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so it will be done for you." And his servant was healed that same hour. Matthew 8, 5 to 13. Great faith. What are the characteristics of great faith? Great faith recognizes Jesus' power and authority. He is Lord. Lord of all circumstances. Lord of uncertainty. He is Lord. Great faith believes. The centurion believed absolutely in Jesus. And that's what faith means. It means that we actively believe. Now, faith is the substance, the evidence. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It means taking God at his word. What are the enablers of great faith? Know God. Daniel 11 verse 32b says, "But the people who know their God shall be strong and do great exploits." Know God through his word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10 verse 17. It is necessary to make a choice as to how we're going to live in these uncertain times. The choices are clear. No faith, live with fear, panic in the storms of life. Little faith, worry, misery, anxiety. Great faith, confidence, freedom from anxiety, trust in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The heroes of faith in God's hall of faith, Hebrews 11, all chose to live by faith. They embraced the promises of God and were faithful regardless of their circumstances. They looked beyond the present. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Hebrews 11, verse 13. The promise of the Redeemer has been fulfilled. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, has come, died on the cross, rose from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of God, and ever lives to make intercession for us. Hebrews 7, verse 25. We can face uncertainty with assurance of his promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. I encourage you, brothers and sisters, I encourage you, friends, to live in these uncertain times by faith in the God who created our world, by faith in the God who loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to die for us, to redeem us, to give us everlasting life. God bless you in your walk of faith.